Lunchbox, I'm sorry. I want to apologize. I did not know how big this thing was.
No, no, dude. Like, I think I like, you know how everybody thought it was going to be Fyre Festival?
Yes.
Like, I think we're kind of real deal. Like, I mean, we're giving a flyaway. Like, we're signing up people. All they have to do is go to bobbybones.com and keyword rules, and they have a chance to win a trip for them and a guest to the Sore Losers Weekend in Vegas.
Like, come
on. No, 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 no. Like, it's open right now. Like, they're listening to this podcast. Like, they're going to start the podcast. Yeah. And I think we should talk about this in the podcast.
Sure, of course.
But they have now until Sunday, December 5th to sign up. And all they have to do is go to bobbybones.com, keyword rules, and look it up. And it's a flyaway for them and a guest. And even if they, hey, even if they've already bought a flight, why would you not go sign up and try to win a free one?
Oh, yeah. Refund whatever you bought already and just get a free one and go.
One winner and a guest will get round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel at Westgate Las Vegas, Woo! And admission to the weekend's events. More info and rules at bobbybones.com, keyword rules.
Like, if, let's
like,
go.
Like, if every person that downloads this podcast, if they don't go enter, they're idiots.
They're stupid.
Like, it's absolutely free.
Can I do that?
You can. Listen, dude, I cannot believe the company is actually
like, no. That's serious, because like, it was all, you know, we were like, oh, let's have this, like, good idea. We'll go to Vegas or whatever. This means the company is behind us.
Like, they actually believe in it enough to pay for two people's airfare, hotel, all that crap. That's unbelievable.
Like, let's do it.
I mean,
all right, what do they need to do? One more time.
Bobbybones.com, keyword rules. And it's now through Sunday, December 5th. So they have now until Sunday to register. Like,
dude, we're like, the price
register.
Is right.
Go. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't register. Before we start the podcast, I mean, we're going to talk about this in the podcast, but this just came across. And and I guess Ray's not doing the podcast. I just saw him walk out.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, so I guess Scuba will hit the music and we'll start. I don't know. And then we'll talk about it. Well, at some point, remind me to talk about this in the podcast.
All right, that's awesome.
Because
they have no,
they're not going to have any idea about this until we talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Are you already going live?
Hey, how about turn my mic on first?
Wow, going live? Are you really live?
Well, I saw you guys sitting down. I figured this is what you do when you sit down.
Yeah, but
where's
Ray? Hey, you're not here to work the big show, right?
Where's Ray?
Oh, Ray's asleep on the couch over there.
Of course he is.
Oh, can you tell K-Dog we're ready? Tell K-Dog
hey,
we're K-Dog! Ready.
K-Dog!
Hey.
They're ready for you.
Hey, you ready? We
are
the
one, two, three, Sore Losers!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Oh, whoa.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, man! Christmas. You're right. I was going to say Happy Thanksgiving, but that's long gone.
We're done
with
that.
We don't even talk about Thanksgiving anymore. Gobble, gobble, gobble. That turkey's dead.
I pooped that out already.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, and what's up, everyone? I am Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's, don't know the what's.
Dude, I mean, you want to talk about crazy weekend.
What do you mean? What happened?
What do you mean? What happened?
What? Tell me.
Oh, my gosh. You thought the craziest
thing. I cheated.
No, you thought the craziest thing was the Cowboys game. Nah.
That wasn't the craziest thing.
You thought, oh, the Alabama-Auburn game. That was crazy. You thought that was the craziest
thing. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
But then they said, hold my beer. I'm going to USC. USC.
USC. USC. Now, why is he doing that?
Why is
Lincoln Riley going to USC?
Listen, it was incredible.
Why?
How he could sit up there in the press conference. This is just amazing. And all the rumors where he was going to LSU.
When was the press conference? Right after the game?
After the game Saturday.
Okay.
So everybody is all the rumors are he's going to LSU. He's going to LSU. He's going to LSU. And they even ask him, are you going to LSU?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, I will not be the head coach at LSU.
Do you think maybe the people that knew where he was going?
Nobody knew.
Well, he did, obviously.
He did?
And USC knew.
And USC.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
But don't you just plant that rumor out there that Ellis, that he's thinking about going to LSU just so people don't think he's going to USC?
I had heard no buzz
about
USC.
Right.
Nothing. That means whoever is in that USC circle and in Lincoln Riley circle.
Herschel Walker.
I don't know that Herschel Walker.
Leinart.
I don't know.
Reggie Bush.
Herschel Walker went to Georgia.
Oh, crap. Oh, but who am I thinking of? Who's the USC running back? OJ.
OJ? Lindell White. But what I am saying
My
is.
My bad.
Marcus Allen?
Marcus Allen.
There you go.
Who is ever
Bo Jackson
in the USC circle, and whoever's in Lincoln Riley's circle, they did an amazing, and I mean amazing job.
Yeah, isn't it amazing when you know something and you don't
it
tell anyone?
Absolutely silent.
Coach, don't be stupid. If you want to keep a secret, you know how to keep a secret. Don't tell anyone.
No, no, no.
Sign this piece of paper. Shut up. Don't tell anyone.
But there's so many people usually in the inner circle that something gets out.
No.
But there must have been.
No. If it gets out, it was meant to get out.
It must have been the AD, the school president, and that is it. Two people, I would bet, knew at USC.
AD
and that is it.
Attention deficit?
No. Athletic director.
Got it. Close. Close. Right. Same thing. Basically the same
thing. And Lincoln Riley's circle had to keep it hush. They had to never meet. They had to only be on the phone. It only everything. It's crazy to me that not a little peep of this got out.
Okay, so what's so crazy about the move? Like, what's so crazy about it?
Here it is. He is sitting at OU, and in the they're the power of the Big 12. They're the dominant school in the Big 12. They're going to the SEC, and everybody's like, wow, this is going to be crazy. But he sat there and looked in the mirror. I think this is my opinion. He looked in the mirror and he said, man, we're about to go to the SEC.
Man,
this is bad news for Oklahoma football.
Look at me, Lincoln, when I'm talking to you. And he's talking to the mirror right
there. Talking to the mirror.
He's
like,
hey, man, look at me.
He's like, Lincoln, we're going to go to the SEC where you're going to have to deal with Nick Saban year in and year out. So you're automatically the second best team in that in that side of the I don't even know what side they're going to be on. I don't know how they're going to break up the conference. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
one
I don't
and
think that's
one.
Been announced yet.
I don't. And so you're going to see Nick Saban every year if you're in your that side of the conference or to get to the conference championship. Oh, you got to play Georgia. Well, crap. That looks like we could be third best team in our conference every single year. Huh. I don't like the sound of that. I don't like being third in my conference. I don't like walking into a recruit's house and saying, listen, yeah, up here at Oklahoma, we're the third best team at tops in the SEC. And every time we go to the playoff and we play these SEC teams, they kick our ass. So maybe I don't want to play them week in and week out on the conference schedule.
So let's move and coach a team that nobody watches on TV because it's butt late at night on Saturday night.
Right. He ain't worried about
but
you watching
run the
my
Pac-12.
TV. He is thinking, I could. And he's
no
looking
one
at the,
even no, knows. No one even cares what happens over there. Well,
okay. They will care. They will care. They cared when Reggie Bush was there.
Say,
they
was
cared
ask.
When Matt Leinart was there. They cared when who else was there?
Uh-huh.
Who was before Matt Leinart?
Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They cared when Matt Barkley was there. He was going to be the next great thing. Sam Darnold. People cared when USC was good. When Lindell White was there. When
OJ.
Mark Sanchez.
That's another
there
one.
There you go. OJ.
He's OJ. Looking in the mirror and he's saying, or we could head out west. All my recruits are from California and I'm getting them to come to Oklahoma. Imagine if I walk into their door and I said, hey guys, you're from California. Why don't you just come right down the road to USC and let's make USC an absolute power again. And we will wreck shop on the Pac-12 year in and year out. And when we win the Pac-12, we'll be in the playoff every single year.
Yep. Absolutely.
So why would we not do this?
And that's what everybody is saying.
And it's a lot nicer thing. Place to live.
Well, yeah. L.A. compared to Oklahoma?
Expensive Norman, out. Oklahoma.
Expensive, yeah, it is pretty pricey.
I think he's going to be able to afford it.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of taxes. High taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a reason I don't live there anymore.
Damn right, K-Dog.
That's,
right.
That's why, the taxes, huh?
It's exactly why.
That's the only reason you
that's
left?
That's the only reason, yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Huge anti-tax guy.
Yeah. Anti-tax guy.
That's your, okay.
That's funny.
K-Dog, the anti-tax guy. That's
funny.
His new
there marker. Bumper sticker.
There you go.
It was mind-blowing. Like, no one had this.
No one saw that coming.
No one saw it.
So, apparently the talks heated up, quote-unquote, late last night. Do you believe that?
No.
Me neither.
No, they were already, it was already in place. It was already 100%.
Yeah.
But this just goes to show, like Eddie was saying, if you really want to keep a secret,
it's
you can
easy.
Keep a secret.
But the easier thing to do is let out a rumor and let people go one direction when they have no freaking clue it's going to go this direction.
Yeah. The only rumors were LSU.
Yeah.
Right. LSU.
That's a planted
LSU.
Rumor.
Yeah.
That's a planted rumor.
Yeah, for sure.
Oklahoma currently has commits from 5-star 2022 running back Relique Brown, 5-star 2023 commit QB Malachi Nelson, and wide receiver Mekhi Lemon, plus four-star 2023 wide receiver DeAndre Moore,
all local
of those
kids.
From Southern California.
Aren't you looking, though, for a challenge to go into the in the SEC and maybe prove to people that you're a better coach by having that kind of competition? And then if they do end up, you know, I mean, Georgia's not going to be on top for very long.
Yeah, they are. Kirby Smart's really good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, were they contenders the last 5 years?
Since Kirby Smart's been there,
yes. Yeah, since he's been there. They just can't win the big game.
But they haven't been two the whole time. Like, they haven't. They've gone ups and – they had ups and downs. And, I mean, this is a spectacular year for Georgia. Like, they cannot be beat. Georgia is the team to beat. That's this year. Last year, they were not this good. Year before that, they were not this good.
They were in the playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if Lincoln Riley wanted to really establish a name for himself as a coach, wouldn't you go and – compete against Kirby Smart, compete against Nick Saban, and then when you do beat them or can continue to coach at that level, be considered one of that level that they are? Or do you just hide and go to the West Coast?
You're not hiding. I mean, you're going to USC. It's not like you're going to Cal. You know what I mean?
It's not like you're going to a mid-major. It's not like you're going to Conference USA. You're going to a Power 5 conference. You're just looking at it as, what is the best way for me as a coach to win a national title and to make the playoff every single year?
But you're
not
going to win a national title anyway.
You can't. USC won national titles in the past. They've had a couple bad hires at coach. And now they are right in the mix for a national title every single year with Lincoln Riley. He has Oklahoma in the conversation every single year for a national title. They've never got it done because the SEC plays a different brand of football. They dominate the Big 12. But I think you're going to get better recruits at USC than you do Oklahoma.
So when Oklahoma decided to go to the SEC, is he part of that conversation at all?
He hated it. Everything I've read so far, he was not a fan.
Okay.
So he was probably sitting there saying,
I'm out.
Yeah, all right, guys, if you want to do that, I don't know if he said that blatantly, but, you know, in the back of his head, if they do this, then I got to get the hell out of here.
He's like, you guys went for the money.
You're going to make me look like crap.
There's a chance that I'm going to look like crap compared to these other coaches. Like, we may get our brains beat in. You didn't ask me as a football perspective, is this good for us? Are we going to be able to win? So you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and take off.
All they care about the money.
That's what they care about.
That's the NCAA.
And so he took the money too. He got the money probably from USC and said, you know what?
I wonder what that deal is going to be. All these coaches are getting $100 million now. Mel Tucker at Michigan State.
$95 million for Michigan State?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Like, why does Michigan State that concerned about a football coach? They ain't that good.
You know what I just found out? That Hugh Freeze at Liberty is making $4 million a year.
That's ridiculous.
At Liberty?
Yeah.
That's wild. We should have been coaches, guys.
Florida hired Bill Napier.
Lunchbox is pretty much a coach.
Yeah.
That's true, coach?
Yeah.
I'm not making $4 million.
But you should be.
I should be.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you how to coach.
There we go.
I'll tell you how to coach.
There we go. Call up Lincoln right now.
You do it every time we do a podcast.
I'll tell you who doesn't know how to coach. Brian Harsin down there at Auburn University.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to coach. What are you doing? What are you doing, Brian Harsin?
What about his running back running out of bounds, though?
I don't care about that. I'm talking about you are down to your backup quarterback. On an ankle, he can't even move.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hard to watch.
It was really hard to watch.
A touchdown in overtime. So you have one play to win the game. So why not use your best two-point conversion right there? Why are we going to go, oh, no, we're going to kick the extra point, and then we're going to go another round of OT, and then we're going to battle mano-a-mano with two-point conversions against Alabama. Who has more talent on their roster?
Yeah. Alabama.
Who has a better coach?
Alabama.
Who has a better quarterback?
Alabama.
Roll Tide.
So why would you not go for two at the end of the first OT when the game is in your hands? Because Alabama has already scored their touchdown and kicked the extra point. You score your touchdown. It is up to your best two-point play. Win it right there or lose it. You going toe-to-toe with Alabama with a backup quarterback that can barely walk. Absolutely idiotic. Idiotic.
I agree.
I don't know how much you're getting paid, Brian Harsin, but you shouldn't be getting paid that much because you are an idiotic decision. So stupid.
They had that game in the bag, too.
In the bag.
That was the thing.
I mean, it's crazy how Alabama isn't that good.
This year?
Compared to years past. I mean, they're still a good football team, but compared to years past, they're not all that good.
No. They have a lot of deficiencies. Even Bryce Young, he's a, still a Heisman favorite or one of the top three.
I mean, I don't even know who you give the Heisman
to. That's the thing.
But the Heisman is the most overrated award out there.
Ooh, you give it to Dalvin Cook's brother. That dude's a badass.
Where is he at?
He's in Georgia.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, he is a badass.
So
I'm telling you right now, give it to him.
Why? I would like to see a defender be up for the award.
Like three.
Because they don't ever give it to a defensive player.
Yeah, but
it's always the quarterback.
But even then, it'd be who? Like Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan? That kid's a beast.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they beat Ohio State. I just don't know who you give it to.
Yep.
I mean, how about that no-name quarterback? I mean, what's that quarterback for Georgia?
Stetson Bennett.
Oh, Bennett.
Stetson Bennett.
The fourth. The fifth.
The fifth.
Whatever. Well, who's the other guy?
IV, right? Is it IV?
Yeah. It's a four. It's like, a four.
I don't know where IV
which
stands.
Which white guy? Like Stetson Bennett.
Stetson Bennett the fourth. King Stetson.
So what is five? V?
Yes.
Five is V. One before the five.
So a couple generations, we're going to get to Stetson Bennett the X.
That'd be 10.
Yeah.
I want to see that. I've only seen like the third. I've never really seen a fourth
That's
on a
true.
Jersey.
I've never even seen past. Yeah, like fourth. What is it? Fourth?
It's fourth. Oh. Yeah.
Even like they get to six or seven.
But guys, that means that there's a Stetson Bennett.
Yeah.
There's a Stetson Bennett Jr.
Yep.
And then there's a Stetson Bennett the second. And there's a Stetson Bennett the third. And he is the fourth.
Oh, wait. That doesn't mean.
No, Jr. is not the second.
Oh.
So Junior is technically the third.
Oh man, you're messing with my. I've never even thought about that.
I
mean, my brother's a junior. We don't call him the third.
The second?
Do you call him
or
Junior?
The second? Yeah, he's a junior.
You just call him Junior though.
No. We call him by his name. Well, I don't even say Junior, but
because most people just
but technically his legal name is Junior.
Right, because most people that are a junior, they don't get called their first name. Their just name is Junior.
No.
No,
what are you talking about?
Usually their name is
Junior. Real name. Idiot. Junior's their name.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes. You're stupid.
Like
if you're Lunchbox Junior, like your kid, right?
Right. If I named him Lunchbox Junior, most people would call him Junior.
No. Well, I mean, you could say that.
I guess.
But no, would call him Junior because then if they're both in the same household, it's too long to say Lunchbox Junior. You'd be like, Junior, come here.
You can
Junior,
say that.
Junior, do you have homework? Junior, do this. So you go by Junior.
You can say that, but there's also a Junior. And that's not spelled J-R.
Yeah.
That's spelled Junior.
I am.
That's an actual name.
An actual name.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I was thinking it's JR.
No. I mean, that would be like the suffix after your whole name.
Junior, like a high school junior.
I mean, Coach, we could be all wrong here. Who knows?
I know.
But what I'm saying is this dude, Stetson Bennett the fourth, I mean, he's already the fifth generation Stetson Bennett.
And he knows he's going to keep it going.
You have to.
Obviously.
You can't be the worst. Like,
who's gonna,
oh, dude, unless you marry a chick.
What number is going to break that?
Unless you marry a chick, is like, hell no, we're not doing that.
No, he's from the South, dude. He's doing that.
If marries the fourth, she's like, oh, my God, that's so hot.
So when he's dating, though, he's got to say, like, hey, if we're getting serious, you got to know that our kids are going to be the fifth and the sixth and the seventh.
And you have to go until you have a boy because you can't be like, oh, we got four girls. Sorry, we can't name a Stetson.
No. It won't end there. Yeah, you got to keep it going.
That's
pretty amazing.
That's true.
It's pretty amazing.
Is he a junior? Or is he a senior?
We're talking names or eligibility here. What are you talking about?
Here's the thing. I don't know what he is because he started at Georgia.
Yeah.
Transferred to a FBS.
JC.
A junior college, a small school. And then transferred back to Georgia.
Junior college.
Yeah.
Yes, not juniors college.
Gosh, there's so many juniors going
so
on
So I don't
right
know
now.
What year he is because I don't know if he redshirted one of those years. It's all confusing. I don't pay that close attention to college football because it's to me, like I said, it's not that exciting. But there was some exciting games
college
this
football's
weekend.
Not exciting to you?
No. College football is the best sport on the planet.
That's pretty great. It's
pretty
great.
Best sport.
I'm getting to the point where I enjoy it more than NFL. I love watching the Cowboys. Like,
oh,
I
you're
do.
Kidding me.
But on Sundays, after like an hour of watching football, I'm kind of like, oh, all right, okay, let's move on. When are the Cowboys playing? Oh, not this week. I got you. You know, like, college to me is
like... But, like, what do you like about college?
It's a little more... I mean, it's... You don't want me to say this, but it's more honest.
Oh, boy.
It's more honest. Like, you have... Like, it's easier to bet to me. It's easier to bet because you know whenever there's a mismatch or whatever, it's an honest mismatch.
Okay, so that's the only thing you like about it is the betting aspect.
That's one thing. It's more exciting to me. But you kind of get what you already know what you're getting into. Notre Dame, who did they play? Notre Dame?
Stanford.
You know what you're getting into. Don't watch that game. It's going to suck. Like, you watch 5 minutes of it and you realize, okay, Notre Dame's going to blow them out. Over. See, in the NFL.
And that's what most of college football is. You can watch 5 minutes of it. You know it's a blowout. Move on.
Okay. If we were to ask this question last week, you would have said, yeah, Bama's going to smoke Auburn.
Exactly.
Don't even watch it.
Exactly. Because earlier this season, you said bet Alabama every single.
And can I tell you, this may have been the bad season of. But 99% of the seasons, yes, they're going to cover more than not. They haven't this season. But if you bet Alabama long term with Nick Saban there, because here's my thing, I think Nick Saban looks at the spread. He knows, man, my boosters are backing me. I want to make Alabama boosters money, so we're going to run up the score. And when they have dominant teams,
oh, you think they care about the line?
I think Nick Saban absolutely. Yes, I think the good coaches,
they can because
he went on a rant last week about it. Saying how, even when we win by two, it's not enough.
I think the first three quarters they do, but if there's no way to reach that line at the end of the third quarter, they're not going to keep trying to reach it. They're not going to risk the health of their players to try to reach that line for their boosters.
You're telling me earlier this year when Georgia was playing Kentucky, and there's 3 seconds left, and Kentucky's on the 4-yard line, they get tackled, and the coach calls a timeout. Okay.
How do you remember this?
Because I was watching the game. It was the first game I think Georgia didn't cover. And Kentucky calls a timeout to draw up a play because they want to beat the damn spread.
They were going to lose the game no matter what,
yes,
you're saying?
Yes, it was like 24-3 at that point. Or something like that, or 24-9 or something. You know what I mean? But they're not covering the spread. So they call a timeout to score a touchdown to beat the spread. And you can't tell me that coach that Stoops up there at Kentucky didn't know the spread and wanted to make those Kentucky boosters proud.
No, it's practice. It's more practice. It's another play form in the red zone against a good team. See what look they give us and see what works.
Coach, they can't be looking at that line and saying like, hey, guys, our boosters are dependent on us. Let's make them some money.
We're going to lose this game, but we need to cover this damn
that's
spread,
the stupidest
boys.
Thing ever you've ever said. But listen, also cool about college is the fan base, dude. You don't get a fan base like that in any other sport.
That's it.
Michigan, Ohio State. Dude, that was freaking crazy.
No, that was great.
Like you see the yellow in there, and it's just like, wow, even my kids saw it and just like, dang, like, look at that stadium. Never seen that before.
Nonstop with the yellow pom-poms or whatever they had. Nonstop the entire game. And then rush the field after?
Yeah, and then you look at Alabama,
Michigan,
Auburn.
Shouldn't be rushing the field.
Okay,
that's a disappointment by Michigan.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there's a lot. You're the most emotional person on this earth.
I am. I understand that. And I understand you lost 8 straight, Michigan. But you are a big boy.
And
they've
talked a lot of crap to you.
You're a top 5 program, Michigan. You're a top 5 program, like you're ranked in the top 5, and you finally beat Ohio State, so you rush the field.
Yes.
No.
I would.
You don't see. Does North Carolina ever rush the court when they beat Duke?
No.
No. What? No. You don't.
But has Duke beat them 8 years in a row?
It doesn't matter.
And heard all about it for years and years and years.
It doesn't matter.
Football's not the same as basketball though when it comes to college. At all, you play each other twice.
Do you see Oklahoma ever storm the field when they beat Texas?
Yeah, probably.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you don't.
They probably did.
You don't.
Did you see Washington State storm Washington the other day?
No, I just seen
two like unranked teams.
Hey, it's a mean rivalry, though. Hey, mean rivalry.
Like 100 people on the field.
Who the F watches those games?
Hey,
like,
one watches those two. What about the first guy that rushed down the field? He's like, dude, I hope there's more behind me.
He's like, yeah,
like,
let's
go. I'm the only one out here.
It's like Will Ferrell. He's like, I'm going streaking. Who's coming with me?
Yeah.
Ray? Ray, is that you?
No, I found something here to disprove Lunchbox about rushing the field. Carolina versus Duke. They did do that, and they've done it multiple times, actually.
Not in basketball.
Yes, it's they have. So. Well, I have the audio
this
right
is
here.
What year is that?
This is, I can tell you right now, hold on 1 second as I play the audio.
4 seconds to play. Carolina's going to win its 8th in a row, and this one's even sweeter, baby, because it's over Duke.
And here comes 74-60. Rushing the court.
Tar Heels go to 5-1
that sounds
this
recent.
Season against ranked opposition. They themselves not ranked.
Yeah, this looks like within the last 3 to 4 years.
Well, you have the clip there. You should be able to tell me.
It says here 2014.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Why?
I'm going back to work now.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome. I had a dinner joke.
As a blue blood program, you don't storm the court.
Oh, come on. It's college, man. These kids are 19 years old.
Okay, and plus you got to realize.
So if Alabama beats Auburn like yesterday, if they were in Alabama, should Alabama storm the court?
No.
Oh, why not? Oh, you beat your rival. What's wrong with storming?
Well, one, because they were in Auburn.
But I said if they were in Alabama.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you got to be in Alabama for that, right?
Would you storm?
No.
Depends how drunk you were, K-Dog.
That's true. I probably would have stormed it anyway.
Why not? Why would you not if it's your rival and it's okay to storm?
Because
why
don't we
you were supposed
to
beat them.
Exactly. And you've been running college football for the last 10 years.
Michigan was not supposed to beat Ohio State.
Yes.
Did you bet that game?
That's the difference.
Did anyone bet Michigan on that game?
I think, no. Wasn't it like 5.5 or what was it, do you know?
It was in my pick 'em. It was 5.5.
Did you pick Ohio State? Yes, of course you did.
Let me go look.
It's a pick 'em.
Yeah, I did.
Of course you did. Everyone did. That's why you rushed the field.
It's a huge win in a huge season.
Yes. It is a huge win, but if you're one of the top dogs, you don't storm the
court. They haven't been a top dog, though. They really haven't. Like, this is the first year they're in the top five.
It was like a breakthrough. It's like the monkey off their back is what it was for them. They're finally pulling through.
Can we convince you of this?
No.
Please?
I look at Kansas basketball. They never storm the court. They don't storm the court.
Scuba, you got any video?
Yeah, they don't win big games.
They win national titles. That's right.
Maybe they'll beat your ass with a chair, though.
What happened?
Oh, my
Kansas?
God.
Kansas? D'Souza, man.
No, D'Souza. A couple years ago when they were playing K-State and a big fight breaks out.
Hey, they rushed the court there. It was a big fight in the court.
Really?
Yes.
How do I not remember that?
Google it.
Yes, but I am just not. Listen, I understand. Like,
if you're a drunk college kid,
if you're Appalachian State and you beat Michigan, you storm the field.
Hold on. Speaking of this,
that's not going to happen.
UTSA this weekend.
Oh, we got rolled.
Did that team storm the field?
Who'd you play?
We played North Texas.
Did North Texas Denton storm the field?
I don't know.
They should.
But I'll tell you what. We definitely do not want Georgia.
Yeah,
all season I've been calling for Georgia, and we don't want Georgia.
You can't handle Georgia.
I don't even
know
if you want Georgia Tech.
No, we can take Georgia Tech.
You think so?
I mean, we went to Illinois and beat Illinois, so I think we – But
oh,
I think,
wow, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
I think the pressure –
Great team this year.
big powerhouse.
Hey, good one, dude.
I think they beat Minnesota.
Oh, wow, the Gophers? Man. Oh, my god.
We're getting a little better
here. Minnesota beat Wisconsin.
What? The Badgers?
Hey.
Hey. But look at Alabama Auburn game. How many tears did you see? Like, how many drunk girls crying did you see on TV?
That was pretty funny. But I did think, man, Auburn's got some hot chicks.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, God.
It's the entire SEC.
How long have you been watching college football? Yeah. And you just realized
this? No, I realized it before, but they showed them again yesterday, and I was like, man. Okay, there's some hotties.
Okay, and guys, technical directors, like, you gotta stop asking the camera guys to find the hotties.
No,
like,
you have to because you know guys are watching college football, so you know you're gonna show hotties. You're not gonna show a bunch of fat dudes with their shirts off.
If an A is painted on his belly, why not? I mean, all I'm saying is, like, it gets a little creepy when all you're doing is showing the hot chicks. Like, a little creepy, like, because we're not the only ones watching. There are women watching too, and they're just like, you roll their eyes, like, oh my gosh, come on. Guys, you can show other people in the crowd other than the hot chicks.
Who are you going to show?
And then it's almost like
that's what I want to know.
Yeah, who are you going to show? Like, that's going to appease to the audience that's watching this game. What do they want? Yeah, they'll see the fat guy one time and then laugh at him, and then, like, okay, let's not go back to him. That's good.
Or why don't they show, you know, like, the fat dude who got a hottie? You know, and he's got his arm around a
hottie. They're not at the football game. They're at the casino.
They
got
to find them.
They're at the casino.
Or they're in the press box.
He has his chips stacked at the casino, and she's like, oh, I can handle that money. Yeah.
And then it's almost they go from young hottie to young hottie, and then they're just like, hey, find me a MILF, will you? And then they go like, okay, there's a 50-year-old. She used to be hot. You can tell.
Hell yeah.
That's stupid.
She's got an Auburn jersey on. Let's film her.
Yes, but they did. They did zoom in on a bunch of sorority chicks crying. Like,
that's the best. No, my favorite is when they zoom in on somebody with their praying hands and their eyes are closed and they're like, you could just, because we've all been there.
Have we? Right? Have we?
Absolutely.
Yes, we absolutely
you,
have.
You prayed and cried.
Okay, I don't know about, no.
No, have you done any of those things?
Have you ever cried
at a win or a loss?
No.
Never.
You stupid?
No.
Hey, every weekend.
No. I got to say.
Did you watch the Bears
game? You're giving people crap for rushing a field, and you're over here crying.
I'm okay with some rushing the fields, but when you're one of the top programs, I don't think you rush the field. Like, I get it if you're
When the Bears beat the Lions.
You're Arkansas, and you beat number two Alabama. I get it.
Good.
I don't understand
any more examples.
Yeah, I don't understand Arkansas. I don't get Arkansas storming the court when they are storming the field when they beat Texas.
Man, Arkansas basketball team looks good.
Do they?
Yes.
Not Kansas basketball. They lost to damn Dayton. You want to talk about a badass weekend?
UTSA.
And
your Bears won, though.
Yeah.
The Bears.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton,
last
dude.
Second field goal.
Andy
oh,
Dalton.
My God.
You want that nail biter on Thanksgiving. You know
what I'm saying? Give me a heart attack.
I'm starting to legit feel bad for the Lions, man.
Why? They didn't deserve to win that game. They didn't deserve to win that game.
I love that they're so bad that you just look at them and you're like, oh, the Lions sucks, man. Like, really. Like, you just look at that team and you're like, well, they suck.
Yeah.
Every year.
Here's the thing. I do feel a little bit bad for them because they play so hard. Like, the Jets, I watch the Jets. They suck. Yes, they beat the Texans, but.
No, Miami plays hard.
Miami plays hard. But I look at the Jaguars.
They don't play hard.
I don't feel like they play hard. I feel like they're like, God, this sucks.
Well, coach, their coach just like is a national.
Oh, my God.
That's
it. Urban Meyer to the Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time this airs, it'll probably really be a reality.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
you think he quits after 1 year in the NFL?
Yeah, he needs to.
I think
he needs to realize that's not his spot.
And I think that
Nick Saban.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't like Urban Meyer, and I would hate that
Nick
for Oklahoma.
Saban.
Yeah, remember when he was with the Dolphins?
And he's like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, and then he was on a private plane to the freaking Alabama
after like 10 games
in the middle of the season. He said, "Peace out. Yeah. Like, I am not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere."
What is it? Is it the fact? Is it a different style of coaching to the NFL, or is it that you can't manage adults?
You can't control them like you can control
college
kids.
Students.
Yeah.
Yes. And here's the thing about college. You can be like Nick Saban. He already has a leg up on everybody in recruiting because he just shows his rings. The NFL, the salary cap changes everything. You have to fit this player for this amount of money. Okay, we're going to pay our quarterback $40 million. Then we're going to have to get players on the fringe and we're going to have to coach them up.
It's a different business.
It's a different business. Yeah. Where at Alabama, you have 30 five-star guys. And only 22 can play, so it's like, man, I got the cream of the crop. Where in the NFL, everybody can get the cream of the crop because they can throw their money. It's about who do you get with that money. Alabama can just recruit every five-star athlete there is in high school and figure something out.
But it's not like Jaguars have a terrible team. Like, they just – like, they have the weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, what? You act like these guys are
receivers?
All scrubs. Chark,
he's
Astronaut. What's his name? Shaganaut.
Chenault, he's terrible. He drops everything. Agnew's on IR. Here's the
Marvin Jones.
Yeah, Marvin Jones.
Here's the problem with the Jaguars.
James Robinson's pretty good too, actually.
Yeah,
undrafted.
Yeah, but I think their O line is awful.
Yeah. Sure,
I think they're pretty bad.
Also, I think it's just a bad organization. It's run bad.
Yes,
that's the thing. It doesn't matter how many coaches you bring in if the culture of the whole organization,
Lions,
the upper management,
Jets.
Yes, Lions, Jets, Giants, Jaguars, they all seem to just turn over coaches, turn over GMs, but guess
Bears.
What they keep doing? Lose.
Cowboys.
Lose.
They say that
lose.
About the Cowboys all the time. And what's different here? I mean, they say the Cowboys, the culture's bad. Jerry Jones,
another extent, I feel like.
Well, Jerry Jones, you still haven't won anything. You're celebrating you've won something.
No. I'm not saying the Cowboys haven't won anything. I'm just saying, look, it's a better team. Like, you're seeing a better Cowboys team this
season. I think they have a lot more talent because I think.
Not just talent. They're a better team.
Yes.
When they're all healthy
and
they're all playing together.
Like, you still haven't beat any winning teams.
I understand.
I'm
not crowning them.
No, you were right to crown them.
They beat
the
Patriots.
Oh, what? Yeah, you did.
The Cowboys did beat the Patriots.
Yeah, so there you go. Big game. I'm not crowning them. I'm just saying that historically it's been like Cowboys will never be good because Jerry Jones is the head coach, and that's not going to work. It's bad culture, blah, 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 right? But you have this season where it does look promising. I'm not even going to say they're a great team. It does look promising. It does look like a different culture. It looks like they're actually playing like a team.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think you're making...
I didn't ask one. You dumb.
No, you said what is different.
I didn't say what was different.
Did he not say what was different at the very beginning of that?
No, what I'm saying is all the examples
like
you made...
About 3 minutes ago, he said, what's the difference with the Cowboys?
There is no difference. What I'm saying
is... There is a difference. It must be that Jerry has taken...
Oh, he's backing up?
He might be back because you're making smarter draft picks. Because Jerry Jones was the GM and wanted to draft Johnny Manziel, and someone overruled him, and you take an offensive lineman. So Jerry Jones probably wanted to take the next hot commodity, and they said, no, we're going to take Micah Parsons. You know what I mean? I think they're making smarter decisions when it comes to their draft picks, but I wouldn't sit here and say they just have a lot more talent right now. They have so much talent. They have a quarterback. They have two running backs.
They've had talent.
Have they had talent?
Yes.
Romo was okay.
Well, but
he was fun to watch, but was he really that good? And who did you have around him? Dez Bryant? I mean, great attitude, let me tell you. Who else did you have?
Dez Bryant was a good player.
Good player, bad attitude.
You think you take Amari Cooper over Dez Bryant?
Yes.
Really?
Attitude-wise.
Okay, but... Production-wise,
you don't know Amari Cooper.
But I don't even know what his attitude is. You don't hear any stories about Amari Cooper. You hear stories about Dez Bryant. You heard stories about Dez Bryant. Why isn't Dez Bryant still there? Why isn't he still in the league?
He's old.
He's old and he's hurt. He can't come back.
I mean, that's a good reason.
He's 40 years old.
That's a good point. No, Dez Bryant. Or else he would be. Dez Bryant's probably 32.
No. He's probably 37.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd say he's above 35.
How much are we betting on this?
No.
How much are we betting?
Look, K-Dog, since he said this.
How much are we betting?
He's already hearing
it.
No,
I don't know the answer.
Yes, you do.
You want to bet?
Don't do it. Trust me, K-Dog. Don't do it.
Are you doing like you have to be spot on or whoever's closer?
Closer. Over under 35.
Over under 30. Under.
Over.
Under. All right. How much?
$5.
Okay.
Oh, wow, guys. I mean, this is prime podcast.
It's more of a pride thing.
Come on. 37.
Dez Bryant was born November 4th.
Coach, what's the age?
November 4th, 1988. He's 33. Pay me.
Pay me, my friend.
Pay me, my friend.
Is he really only 33?
33 years old.
He's out of the league at 30 then.
Exactly. I understand he had an Achilles injury, and he could have come back from it, but that tells me that, you're not worth it. You're not worth the headache. You're not worth the problems.
Sure. Yeah.
I get that.
But I just think that, yes, Dez Bryant, I mean, the Cowboys, the difference is I just think they have a lot of talent. But you're seeing that they're not as good as we thought they were in the beginning.
Whoa, whoa,
their defense has holes. I mean,
Coach, look, their record is up to par with everyone else. That's really good. Look at the Bucks. Oh, yeah. They have holes. Yes, Coach. It's
they
the NFL.
Lost that game today.
Everyone has holes.
Yes, sir.
There's no one in the NFL right now where you look at. There's no one in the NFL where you look at him right now and say, like, oh, my gosh, this is a perfect team. Actually, you never go in any season.
There is no perfect team.
Exactly.
You're right. But there's no dominant team
in the NFL right now. It's the one that could last. Like, what's the one that can last and play their ass off when it's time?
Who can get hot in December?
Right.
And who can be the healthiest December?
That's the Cowboys.
Because you were watching the Vikings yesterday. Dalvin Cook goes down.
Trouble.
I don't know what's going to happen, but uh-oh. That's not good. If you don't have your running back, but here's the thing about the Cowboys. They are, fuck the Cowboys, let's put it that way.
Whoa. Why are you saying that?
Because I decided to take them in my last eliminator this
Thanks,
weekend.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
And there you go.
No, but can you please just
absolutely
No.
And I knew right from the jump.
Why does this have to be personal? Like, why do you have to make it?
Because here's my thing. I am watching that game, and they start off, and the Dallas wants the football. Yeah, we want the ball. All right. Three and out. Okay, cool. And then the first damn.
Fire up.
It happens. You all first, pissed? You throw your turkey leg at him or what?
Basically. And then, no.
Your drumstick at the screen.
No, I don't know. I was
you done with your taters by then or no?
No. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what when I threw my drumstick at him.
Okay.
Is when they punt the ball to the Raiders, and – the second or third play, I don't even know what it was. DeSean Jackson, 76-yard touchdown or whatever. And I was like, well, it ain't my day.
DeSean Jackson still playing?
Exactly.
Wow.
He got cut by the Rams, and he goes to the Raiders. And, I mean, he doesn't do anything all three games he's there. And then 76-yard touchdown, I just looked and I said, well, I lost my eliminator. First quarter, I knew. I was like, this is it. This is what the Cowboys are going to damn do. And that's what the damn Cowboys damn did. And then Dak rolls out third and four in overtime, and I don't know what that throw was. And Dak, do you run the ball anymore? Nope.
No,
Dak is scared to run the ball now.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the
but
truth
that they don't have anybody.
I don't care.
On defense, well, I guess.
Well, they yeah. They
I got mean, Michael, Coach, Michael Parsons is already their best player.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, he's
yes. so
he's,
good.
He's really
he's
good.
He's really good.
And don't forget Diggs too. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, Diggs got burned.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got burned.
Okay, yeah. It's Thanksgiving, man.
Okay, how many interceptions does Diggs have?
Seven.
Okay. Over under.
Guessing. I don't know.
Okay, I think he has seven.
It's either seven or eight.
All right.
Over under. I want to know the exact number because I want to bet you.
He gets two more.
Okay, the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year.
Okay, because I was going to say over under 10.
Make it three, including the Super Bowl.
Oh.
He'll have one in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
He'll have one in the big game.
There it is.
There it is.
Hey, put me down for three.
Hey, did you see them play that clip of his kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
That was great.
That was good.
Did they show the highlight of him getting burned for a touchdown? Did they show that?
No, they didn't show that.
No, they didn't show that.
I don't know. Okay.
They didn't need to show that.
Put that together a little.
But I will say one thing. I'm not a Cowboys fan. Yes, I had them in the Eliminator.
That, we know that.
But the NFL has a problem.
Oh.
The NFL is turning in to the NBA.
Rigged.
The NBA had a problem with everybody just jumping into people to get free throws, right? They wouldn't, it wouldn't even be a shooting motion. And now it's the same thing with pass interference.
Oh, Coach, it's been like that.
No.
Yeah,
it's been like that, and I'm with you.
But I watched the Cowboys game, and it was so blatant. I mean, they're like, he didn't turn around for the ball. He doesn't have to turn around for the ball. There is no rule in the rule book that says you have to turn around.
I think there is.
If they're not facing the ball.
Did you already Google this?
Yes.
Oh, you Googled it on Thursday?
$5.
Yes, I did. I Googled it because I was texting back and forth with my friend Garrett, and he was like, well, he didn't turn around for the ball.
Hey, what's up, Garrett?
And I said, he doesn't have to turn around for the ball.
Yes,
and
he does.
I feel like every time they bring on one of those Gene Steratore or whatever, they're like, yeah, he NFL doesn't turn
Dean Bambino.
Is it pass interference?
The
if
great
a
Dean Bambino?
Here
that
it
would
is.
Be deer?
From Quora.com.
What's that?
I don't know.
That's not NFL rule book.
There
man.
Is no rule that either the receiver or the defender must ever look back for the ball. It just makes sense for both of them to look back. So you don't have to look back for the ball.
It really does it really end like that? It just makes
well,
sense.
Well, no, I just that was
so that's where he ended it.
Okay, yeah.
There's more.
So you don't have to look back for the ball. So that last pass interference call that the Cowboys that
look,
put,
Coach,
got him in field goal
look.
Range, all the receiver. All, here's what every NFL team should do, and they
Remember,
should do it more often.
We're on the radio,
you see it all the time
before you start doing it on your hands.
No, I'm getting ready.
He's getting animated over here.
Anytime you have a 3rd and 20,
yes,
run a deep route on purpose, underthrow the ball. And then the receiver just dive back in the defensive back. Pass interference every single time.
Yeah, that's what Brady does. I mean, yeah, that's what the good ones do.
That's a problem. Like, the guy, he didn't make contact with the receiver. The receiver grabbed his helmet.
Yeah.
So how is that defensive back, what is he supposed to do? If you grab his helmet, you're initiating the contact. The ball hit the defensive back in the back of the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So he
Which
didn't,
is loud, by the way. That does not feel good.
No. And they're not throwing it softly.
No.
Because that ball was flying about 35 yards in the air,
dude,
a missile.
Dude, that is, the ears are ringing 5 minutes after that happens.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that is a problem that every time they just can throw it up deep and all the receiver has to do is grab the defensive back and
Yes.
I'm right there with you. I agree with you.
Why can't we review these things?
And I think they had 28 flags that game, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
They're getting reamed. The NFL is getting reamed. I will say that. That day. That crew was ridiculous.
It was just, to me, I'm not even a Cowboys fan. I was mad. I lost my Eliminator.
Sorry. Hey, come on, man.
Oh, that's what it was.
But,
we got some room.
But it was just like.
Jump on the bus.
Trust me, I don't want on that bus.
Come on.
That's a losing bus.
There's a seat right here.
There's nothing.
Right on my lap.
There's nowhere I want to be on
Left
that bus.
Left leg.
Left leg right
on
here.
The right.
No.
Pick
I'm
the
not,
leg in the
no,
middle.
No. No. I'm just saying it is a problem that they have to figure out. And I don't know what you're going to do. And I know you want points and you want it to be offensive. Because
go ahead,
more viewers like a lot of points.
Yep.
So you're leaning towards the offense, and I get that. And it has to be tough to be a defender, but that it reminds me of the NBA, and it's just like, come on, man! Like the defender did nothing. He grabbed the back of his helmet.
Has it stopped you from watching the game at all?
No.
That's all that matters.
Not.
Like, has the NBA stopped you from watching?
No, I don't watch them anyway. Much?
A little bit.
I don't watch nearly as much NBA because I can't
Who
take
does?
It.
Who
does? Yes, but they've changed the rule now.
Really?
You can't do it. And that's why James Harden at the beginning of the year was complaining like, you're overcorrecting it. You're missing a lot of calls.
But,
you're missing a lot of calls.
But then you get them whining and throwing their hands up, which I guess
Well, they never
the
commit
NFL
a foul.
Too,
the NFL does it too.
Yeah.
Their defensive back, and no one has ever committed a foul.
The worst thing ever is when a guy, the DB, does the hands throwing up when he did nothing. He literally did nothing. The quarterback overthrew him.
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, I stopped him. He's like, no.
No, well, the stupid one is whenever they're, like, you know, trying to get to the first down and then everyone's pointing in different directions. Got it. No, got it. Short, short. No, got it. Got it.
No, you got it.
Can you just, if you're positive, just give me that sign. And yeah. Then, hey, and then how about the players that always want to listen to what the refs are saying?
Oh yeah,
I like that. They want to go see who they called the foul on.
And they do spoiler alert. Like if they hear it, it's going our way, our way.
But as a fan, you love it because you're like, oh yeah, we're gonna get it, or ah, damn it.
Why can't we have the same rules in college and in NFL? Like really, and I'm like the overtime one's just stupid. Like I really had no idea what the hell was going on, like the Alabama game. I'm like, okay.
I didn't know that either.
So when does the team win? Like literally had to Google, like, okay, so they're doing 2 points. Okay, and then the other one, 2 points. Okay, field goal, that was good. So do we get a field goal? How do we, okay. But you understand the NFL one, right? It's like, okay, cool, I got the NFL one. 7 points wins the game, three, then you get a chance to hit the three over there. Got it. College, it's just, it almost seems like, let's just make it up as we go, right?
No,
I know there's
easy.
A rule.
It's easy. It's alternating possessions until the third overtime. Then it's just 2-point conversions back and forth.
Because so is that almost like a shootout in like soccer?
Yes,
or,
okay. Basically a shootout in soccer because the risk of injury, the time, because there was 8, 9, 10 overtime games. And so you're having players run that many plays. Instead, it's just one play from the 3-yard line. Boom. Okay. Cute. But the one thing is stupid is at the end of every overtime, they change ends of the field.
I know.
I mean,
why do the same side.
Just do the same side.
What are we doing?
So we're walking 97 yards down the field. Yeah. So overtime takes another 30 damn minutes because you have these people walking all the way down the damn field.
And they're going to take their sweet time because they want the rest. Understandable.
I get it.
So what are we doing?
But give them a minute rest. The walking down the field is just stupid.
Yeah. All of it's stupid. So why can't we just pick one and then all the leagues do it?
Well, I don't want that in the NFL.
Well, then why can't college do what
NFL's
doing?
Because that gives the bigger chance for an upset. If a underdog makes it to overtime, that gives them a chance because they actually get to – because if you're playing Alabama and you're Akron and you actually make it to overtime somehow – you should be able to start on the 35 line because if Alabama gets the ball, you're not stopping them. Game over. Okay. The odds are Alabama's going
to
drive.
Well, then you don't deserve to win that game.
I disagree.
I'm right there with you, Eddie.
I mean, it's just weird. And then the player goes down or knee touches the ground, plays dead. Like, okay, let's just keep it consistent. Pick one. I don't care. I don't care if the player catches the ball and falls down, he can get back up and run. I don't care which one you want to pick.
The 1 foot in.
One foot all in. Stuff. All that crap.
No, that's okay because the college players are not supposed to be as good as the professionals.
I like the differences.
Yes, it's okay. I'm totally fine with that. But the one
after like 5 beers, aren't you kind of like, oh, shit, what? Oh, okay, yeah, sorry. Didn't realize I was watching NFL.
I will say that I was watching the Florida State game because my in-laws graduated from the University of Florida.
Chomp.
The craziest thing I ever saw, this is the craziest call I've seen, I think. The running back breaks a tackle, his helmet comes off at the 2, and he dies. Yeah. He dies for the end zone.
Nice.
And he gets a 15-yard penalty for continuing to play with his helmet off.
Oh.
But then they called a 15-yard penalty on Florida State for unnecessary roughness for trying to tackle him with his helmet off.
Mm.
And I'm like, so he gets in trouble, he sees the goal line, and he just goes for it. You know, he dives head first. Well, as the defender, you can't just be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to let him score. Right. You dive to stop him. But what was crazy is they gave him the 15 yards to the one guy, and then they call it a dead ball foul on Florida State, and they move it 15 yards back up and give him a first down. Like, I don't understand that. But why is it a penalty to try to tackle him?
And these guys were already tackling him as his helmet's coming off. It's not like you're in the open field.
Can't just stop your body. Stop.
Like you're literally. It's in a close quarters. Yeah. I mean, the ball was on the 4-yard line, and he gets his helmet ripped off at the 2, and he dives for the end zone. Your instinct is to dive for the freaking guy.
Yes, you're there.
Hey, but real talk, though, if your helmet falls off, like, are you still playing? Like, you guys.
No.
my helmet falls. I'm like, whoa, hey, watch it.
I mean, if you see the goal line.
I'm dropping the ball.
Yeah.
You see the goal line right there? I don't know, man.
No, hell no.
And you're
man.
Already going. You probably don't even realize it.
Hell no.
Oh, you realize? You don't realize, guys, your helmet comes off.
But guys,
shut the hell up.
That's the difference,
like,
between
big
us
thing
and
on
them,
your head
though.
That you can barely see out of because all those wires.
Those guys
and you're
nuts.
Gonna act like you can't. Right. You don't know it's going off.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, let's be real. D1 athlete, the football guys, NFL guys, they got to screw loose for sure.
They absolutely.
There's
do.
A big difference between us and them.
Yeah.
Did
absolutely.
You see the dude that lost his tooth?
Yeah, Vita Vea.
The Bucks guy, he lost his tooth.
Yeah, dude, his tooth came flying out
and
he was
laughing.
He was laughing.
That's what they do in hockey. The hockey guys, I mean, they get hit with the puck in the mouth. And they, I mean, there's blood everywhere and they don't miss a shift.
Yep.
And I don't understand that. Like,
dude, I'd
playoffs,
be on the floor. My tooth.
The playoffs, they play with fractured ankles. And I'm like, you guys are men.
Yeah.
You guys are so damn tough. I mean, absolutely crazy.
Jeez, coach.
But
take
you're
him
tough.
To Aruba then, man. Jeez.
I don't know.
Did you date a hockey player or a football player? You're really thinking about this one.
Man, that's ridiculous. They're both kind of crazy.
Yeah, you like them both, huh?
You know what you can guarantee at a hockey game?
Tell me.
Hot chicks.
What?
Girls
no.
love hockey
no,
players.
No.
Yes,
no.
you can.
No, you can guarantee a decent looking chick with missing teeth.
No, every... Girls love hockey players because they're badass dudes.
Yeah, but they're not at the game.
Yes, they are.
They're at the bar waiting for the hockey players.
Yes, no, they're there.
No.
Yeah, they're there.
Maybe here in Nashville?
I've only been to one game here. I don't really remember.
But all the games
that I've ever been to.
When I go to a hockey game, I see people and I'm just like, where do these people live? I've never seen these people anywhere in town before. Like, they must come out of the woods.
Man.
Yeah, we bought you some time there. You done thinking?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, which one would you date?
Football players more come out of the woods, right? Football fans?
Like, No. Which one would you date? Hockey
player,
football?
No, we're not playing that game.
Okay.
I'm just saying they're both crazy.
I thought we were still playing.
Oh, who would you date?
I'm not going to answer this question. I just wanted you to answer.
No, go ahead.
I've heard that the hockey players' gloves, like, they make their hands stink. And
oh,
so,
absolutely. All the sweat in there. It's like a goalie glove.
But it's a permanent stink.
Oh,
like,
really?
You can wash your hands, like, for
Does
years.
I mean, you wear gloves for a football player, so your hands stink after a game, too.
I don't think it's like that, though.
But, no, not like that.
I mean, those hockey gloves are thick. There's no air. There's no ventilation. The football gloves, you got a little ventilation
in
there.
Yeah, that's true.
So you want that sticky hand on you all the time?
Well, it's better than smelly hands.
Stinky. Did I say sticky?
Yeah, you said sticky.
No, I meant stinky.
I meant stinky hand. I was like, where do we go here?
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, what are we talking about? Let's just keep going.
But how mad were you on Thanksgiving?
Not mad. It's frustrating watching the Cowboys play like that because this year has finally been a fun year to watch the Cowboys. Thursday reminded me of watching the old Cowboys. It reminded me of watching Tony Romo and Terrell Owens and, like, just that struggle in possessions over and over. Like, oh, gosh. It was frustrating. It was long.
It was very long.
It was a long freaking game.
Oh, you think that's long? Watch a college football game. Good God.
It felt like a college football
game. Yes, college football. That's another problem I have with it. And I tell you guys this all the time.
Oh, we're back on this?
No, it's just the length of time. But, yes, it took forever.
It was a long game, but then at the end of the game, I'm just like, it's all right. Our record's still good. You know, like,
you're going to win your division.
We're on pace to win the division. I mean, everything seems all right. I just can't wait for everyone to get healthy again. I don't want to be depending on Wilson and freaking no-namers to catch the ball anymore. Like, I want the team back.
They can't catch the damn ball.
I mean, dude, there's no chemistry between those guys.
Yeah.
Like, what? You're playing with practice squad. Like, I'm just ready for everyone to come back healthy. Then we can start seeing where the Cowboys are going to go. That's it. So I wasn't mad.
It was a long game, but it was an exciting game.
It was the best game of the day.
I didn't even watch the night game.
Oh, God.
Bills Saints. I didn't watch it.
That was awful. After the first quarter, you knew this game was going to be awful.
Well, you knew it when, I mean, Simeon Kamara. I mean, here, let me tell you about.
Tell us.
I hate fantasy football, just so you know.
Yeah. Okay. Me too. We all do.
So the sore losers. Here's the thing. Coach. The sore losers league, I started out 7-0. And I lost Russell Wilson, Edwards-Helaire, Antonio Brown, Derrick Henry, all to injury.
Mm-hmm.
That's just bad luck, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's just bad luck.
No, I understand that.
You're not bad.
No. But
you're better than that.
But it's frustrating.
Hey,
pick up
that chin.
You know the old saying in fantasy football? You know who cares about your team doing bad?
Nobody.
No, they do.
No, they don't. No, they really don't.
Like, everyone wants to complain about it, and nobody cares.
And as you're saying all this, no one cares.
I disagree.
Because everyone goes
through
it.
I know you do.
No, here's the thing about the Sword Losers Fantasy League. I'm just frustrated with it in general. So
I've
lost.
That website sucks.
I've lost six in a row.
Jeez.
Or set five and what am I?
Just give up now, man.
Gosh, man.
Like, so I picked up Breida.
Scuba, you got that gun sound effect?
Yeah, I've lost five in a row, so I'm 7-5.
Coach,
you know what you need to do.
I picked up Breida and Jones because that's how.
Coach, here, grab this.
This is how.
There you go. You took care of your team. All of them. There you go.
Yeah, how many guys you got on the roster?
Anyway, I went for good measure here.
There you go. That's for Lunchbox's losers. What's your team name?
Yeah, all
Julio. Welcome to Titans Up, baby.
Coach, you ruined that guy. You ruined DeJulio.
Man.
I mean, as soon as you saw DeJulio, his freaking career went DeJulio.
You're in his mind all season.
I know. But, so I'm 7-5. And
oh my gosh.
I would have lost either way.
I'm gonna zone out.
Yeah. No, just let me tell you.
I'm gonna do some work over here.
So I picked up the running back.
I gotta go.
I picked up the running back for the Saints. So because I'm depending on Javonte Williams and Zach Moss, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna start Jones from the Saints, right? And then they say Zach Moss is gonna be a healthy scratch, so I freaking drop him and I pick up Breida, and I'm like, okay, who should I start, Jones or Breida? And I pick Jones.
I started Zach Moss.
2.7 points.
I picked him up too.
Breida, 12.8 points, touchdown. That's just how it's going. I don't think it would have made a difference. I don't think I would have won either way unless Russell Wilson goes off tonight. But those 10 points would have made it at least given me a chance. I would be down like 22 points. That would give me a chance.
Who is your kicker?
I don't have a kicker.
Oh, that could be it right there.
You know who got me 20 points today?
Your kicker.
Nick damn Folk, baby.
Exactly. If you would have had Nick Folk.
Yeah, kickers are essential, goddammit.
You wouldn't be sitting here saying, man, my Breida and Zach Moss, it sucked. Like,
so
no.
You really
thank God for my kicker.
Yeah, your damn kicker
could
have won your game.
So what was the strategy behind Nick Folk? Why did you pick him today?
To play? I've had him actually since week 2. Because he's the best kicker in fantasy football.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No.
He's put up the most points.
But yeah, I get it, but you didn't plan that.
Exactly.
But
there's no strategy behind a kicker. You just put him in there
right.
And hope they don't score
touchdowns.
Coach,
there's no strategy in fantasy football.
No, there is.
Okay, then why are you losing?
Because every single one of my players. And then
exactly.
I lost.
And how is that strategy?
And then watching the Cowboys game,
you,
all those injuries, and then I'm watching the Cowboys game, first quarter, no. Darren Waller gets hurt. I'm like, you've got to.
No, that's strategy, man.
That's unlucky.
No, but that's what it is.
No,
when you draft a kicker, you're not drafting Jacksonville's kicker because they're not going to put up any damn points.
Yeah, but they got more chances of kicking field goals than
touchdowns.
Yeah, but they got to make it past the 50 first.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Kickers are just useless in fantasy. The fact that a kicker is outscoring quarterbacks, that's stupid.
It's pretty bad.
Because it
dude.
Is, though. It isn't stupid. And that, therefore, there should be a lot of fantasy leagues to score the points.
Thank you,
no, it is.
There
it's
are kickers.
Stupid.
We can go back into history. The one I think of the most is Janikowski for the Raiders. He carried that team. He was a franchise player for like 15 years.
Think about that dude with half a foot.
Drunk
remember that
all.
Guy?
Oh, my God.
Man, back in the 60s, there was a guy with half a foot, and that dude kicked a 60-yard field goal. That dude would have freaking won the whole league.
Gary Anderson only had one bar across his face.
Damn right.
And he would go out there and kick the football. I don't hang up and listen to all this.
Can you imagine how many times he broke his nose because he only had one bar in front of his face?
Exactly. And he went home that night to his wife, and he kissed her because he made over $1 million a year, and he probably won the game that day with that game-winning field goal.
That guy with half a foot, he had a special shoe, too. Did you see that?
Yeah, they made it just for that whole, like a 60 for 60 special on it, right? A 30 for 30 on his shoe.
I don't know.
They call it the golden shoe.
Oh, by the way, I started watching Tom Brady's thing.
Oh, yeah, Man in the Arena. Is it good?
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
I heard it's really good. I haven't seen any of it yet.
I mean,
tell me.
I hate the first episode just because I was a Drew Bledsoe fan. Like, I hate that whole storyline. Watched it with all my kids. Fantastic. Like, it's great. I think this whole thing's going to be good watching it with my kids because they see where he started from, how he had to sit in the bench and be behind Drew Bledsoe, and then he got his shot, and boom, look at me. I got my shot. I'm going to make the best out of it. I'm going to make the most out of it. And then what's even the best thing about it is you know where he ends up. Like, it's just really cool to see that whole thing. I mean, so far I like it. So far it's inspiring, really cool, but man, I hate that Drew Bledsoe story.
Uncomfortable?
Yeah, because he's just...
Do they talk to Drew Bledsoe in it?
Yes.
Oh, man.
They talk to Drew Bledsoe, and look, and he did the best that he could to not be extremely sour about it as it was happening. It
has to be so hard.
But you can tell he's just like, because every time he talks to Tom during the Super Bowls or whatever, all that, like, he's not making eye contact with him. Hey, man, good job. Good job. That was great, man. Hey, you're made to do this, all right? But no eye contact whatsoever. He's really? Always looking off to the side or looking down or looking up. And, like, just stuff like that where you know it was so hard on him while that was all happening.
Especially because he just got paid the highest contract ever, right? I think that offseason before.
Drew Bledsoe had, yeah.
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 So he was like, yeah, I'm the man. I just got I'm the highest paid NFL player in history coming in, and that happens.
But you can also tell the difference. The
minute he gets in there.
No. I'm talking about, like, just mentally the difference between Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady. Like, I think that Belichick saw future in Tom Brady. And what he saw in Drew Bledsoe was someone who had already made it there mm-hmm. and is a little bit cocky and a little bit less teachable. Mm. Like, because you can just tell that from Drew Bledsoe. He carried himself like, oh, well, F you guys if you don't want me. Like, I know I'm better. Like,
well,
I know
he's a number one pick.
I know I'm better than Tom. Yeah. He's always been treated like the special guy.
The guy, yeah.
Right. That is one thing that I think is a problem with athletes is the good ones, not the, you know, Ecklers that have to make it undrafted or whatever, or
which
fringe
is like
players.
Tom Brady.
They are the God's gift. I mean, but Brady was probably God's gift until he got to Michigan.
He was.
What I'm saying, in high school, he was.
Sure.
What I'm saying is, some of them, they don't know how to work because they're the best forever. So it just comes naturally, and everybody gives them everything. And then when they get to real competition, it's like, oh, crap.
But I think Drew Bledsoe.
I'm not saying Drew Bledsoe didn't work.
Well, I think Bledsoe worked all the way up to that big contract. You know, he worked.
That's what happens to a lot of them. They get that big contract.
He worked all the way up to that big contract. And then it was like, and it wasn't like he wasn't good enough to be there. I just think Belichick at that point said, Drew's fine, but mentally, this kid's way better.
Yeah.
I can just tell that he's easier to work with. He's got more drive than Drew Bledsoe. I like this guy.
Yeah. And I think that worked out for him. Drew was at the game yesterday in the press box with the Crafts.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was hanging out drinking his wine.
Yeah, his little wine.
I gotta
wine.
Try his wine. You guys ever had it or no? I don't even know what it's called.
Double
back wine.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
He's got a couple of them up there in Washington, right?
Yeah, he owns a vineyard.
You can order it.
I should.
Why don't you do that and bring it into the pod, man?
Ooh.
Didn't we say we were gonna do this?
Yeah, we said this like a week ago. We were gonna do this crap. We talked about this.
Yeah,
and we're like,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just Ray, but I don't know. I don't know why we talked about it.
Anyway, episode one's really good.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
You know what's about to be really good? Vegas!
Is it happening?
Eddie, there are people booking, dude.
Hey, let's go.
There are so
many. How many people?
I can't count, dude.
Shut up.
Dude, look
Shut
at all
up.
These
Let
emails.
Me see.
Look at all these emails.
Let me see.
Boom.
Dang!
Boom, 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 boom.
Wait,
boom.
Are you serious? And they're all saying we're coming?
They're all confirmation numbers, dude.
Holy
these
crap,
are all.
Dude, they're saying Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby.
Like, I mean, here's one. Let me read this one. Just letting you know, Trucker Joe and Lab Rat Crystal have officially booked a room. Hey, my brother Andrew and I, Colin, are going to be there. We're ready to party in Vegas. We get in Thursday night. Let's go. Ashley, booked a room. Let's go, Vegas.
Ashley White?
No, Wreckers. Oh. Ashley White's not coming.
Okay.
I mean, this is crazy. I don't know. K-Dog, have you gotten on board?
K-Dog, are you coming?
I have been looking at flights.
All right.
I have been looking at flights. The dates are still confirmed or what?
Yeah, they're confirmed.
Okay. Me and my wife.
MLK weekend.
Me and my wife booked Vegas. Need to know how to pay for the extra sore loser stuff. Also, LB, what spa did you and your wife go to in Vegas? My wife and I are trying to stop by there.
They want that 5-minute...
drip shawl. No, you get 55 minutes alone in the room.
Coach,
and they say,
only use 5, coach.
They say, do whatever you want. That's what they do.
After 5 minutes, this dude was like, all right, we're done.
I mean, I'm just telling you what's going down. Vegas is going down. Now, Scuba, can you do me a huge favor?
Is Scuba going?
Yeah, he's going to go.
For what's sure.
That? Scuba, can you call Pitts on the phone real quick?
Yeah, let me see if I can find his phone number real quick. Hold on.
Here, you want me to tell it to you?
I have it. I'm just kidding.
Because Pitts has something major going on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
With his body, right?
This is a major life thing that Pitts has worked very hard for. We give Pitts a hard time, and we argue, and we yell at him, and we tell him how much the Chiefs suck.
Well, here's the thing. Like, with him, all seriousness, men struggle with this, and it's tough. Like, I get it. Small penises, it's a thing. And I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him that he finally realizes it, and he's going to get it enlarged. Good for him.
There was a reason he was trying to keep this out of the
Good
public.
Good for Brother Pitts.
That's not exactly what's going to
happen.
He can tell us. But... I mean, he's probably emotional about the Chiefs, about, you know, getting a couple wins, beating the Cowboys. You ever pay him your 100?
No. Okay. No, I'll get him after the whatever he's going to go do.
You guys bet 100?
Yeah, on the Cowboys.
Yeah,
Chiefs
straight
game.
Up, man. God, guess what? The Cowboys never had a chance.
Nope.
But.
I only got 10 bucks on me right now.
Man, I give him a hard time, and we argue and yell on this pod.
Is it short penis or is it crooked penis?
People say, I think it's bent and short. To the left.
That's the worst.
They're like,
dang, yeah, brother.
Yeah, women usually like it if it goes to the right, but his goes straight down. Dude. It's just very awkward.
Scuba, do you know if it's the bent or short?
It's both.
Okay, all right.
Which may be a really big problem.
Yep,
that's why he's out for 2 weeks.
We'll major surgery.
We'll put a picture on our Instagram.
Before and after? Can we do before and after?
Hey, women put their boobs in there for before and after.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, it's equal opportunity offenders.
Yeah. There's nothing to be ashamed of here, brother.
No, nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Is he there?
Brother.
Hello, brother.
What?
Okay.
Oh, there he is.
Okay.
He is.
Hey, Chief! Oh, you
brother,
hear that?
We were just talking about your little penis and how you're about to get it enlarged.
Can't wait.
All right, brother. Hey,
congrats, brother.
Brother, first of all, have you talked to Eddie at all since the Cowboys ass whooping that you guys put on him?
Man, I kind of saw him in the hall. I didn't want to bring it up, but yeah, he did mention it. But it was the first time I'd seen him since the game, so. Yeah, I mean, I let him know that I knew about it. Yeah.
I didn't.
It feels good. It kind of feels good walking around being Otacino, and I ain't gonna lie to you.
Brother, we made a bet fair and square, right? $100 to the winner. You bet the Chiefs, I bet the Cowboys. You won fair and square. However, when I saw you in the hallway, I only had 10 bucks on me. I do want to pay you the 100. So is it okay if I pay you the 100 after you return?
Yeah, juice is running, bro. You know sports betting.
Brother,
whoa, the juice is running.
I mean, it's interest.
No, brother, what's your Venmo? I'll do it right now.
But brother,
what?
Do you have a Venmo?
Yes. Don't worry about the money. I care less about the money. Give it to me when you see me.
Okay.
Now, how you feel like the Chiefs? Like you're about to go into major surgery. So if you never see the Chiefs play again, what do you?
Oh gosh.
I'm just saying, what do you see the rest of the year looking like for the Chiefs after this nice win over the Cowboys? They got a bye week, so you know they're going to cover next week against the Broncos because Andy Reid and extra time off a bye, they always cover, so you got to bet the house on the Chiefs that next weekend. So tell us, brother, where are the Chiefs going?
Do you see where they flexed that to the Sunday night game? I don't know who they took out of that night spot, but that Broncos-Chiefs game is now the prime time game Sunday night, so that's exciting. I don't know.
They play on Thanksgiving, brother? I don't think so. Go ahead.
Well, I know, Box, last time we talked, I was an idiot, and I don't know anything about sports, and the Titans had already won the Super Bowl. I'm curious. As far as my Chiefs go, I guess to answer your question, we're in a good spot. I don't think anybody in the AFC has fewer losses than we do. So what do you think about our chances before I lay me down to sleep?
Before you lay down to sleep for this big surgery tomorrow, well, you hope it's going to go big.
We hope.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs look better on defense. Their offense still doesn't look like it's clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Like they only scored 19 points against the Cowboys, which I didn't think was very good. I thought they were going to run them out of the building. I still don't think you're going to get the number one seed. There's too many teams in front of you. The Titans have.
Well, the Titans are the number one seed, right?
They still are.
Yeah.
No.
They are not, actually.
No, not anymore. And the Ravens are now.
Yes. Hold on.
Yes, they are. I thought the Patriots would.
They're number two.
Yeah, I thought the Patriots jumped them.
Yeah, I thought the Patriots jumped them.
Let me look.
The Patriots jumped the Titans, yes.
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 Therefore, the Titans are no longer.
You're right. It goes Ravens, Patriots, Titans, Chiefs.
Brother, damn it, you were right.
No, the Chiefs are not going to get the number one seed.
That's what he said.
If you want to go back and listen to the podcast, nobody ever said the Chiefs were going to get the number one seed. All I said was the AFC was drunk, and to say that you're betting all your money on the Titans was just pissing your money away, which you've obviously done. So if you need to borrow that 100 until I get back, just ask Eddie.
No.
I got that 100 for you.
See, here's the
brother,
thing.
You have Box, you can't, you have to at least admit everything you said 2 weeks ago.
No,
brother, he will never admit when he's wrong, brother.
I did. I'm wrong about the Titans. They fell apart.
I'm not trying to say I'm right at all. I'm just saying it's flipped over. Like, that's how exciting the NFL is. We're 2 weeks after the Titans, according to you, had it wrapped up. And I'm not trying to prove a point or be right here. I'm just saying it's wide open, dude. It's right now wide open.
My argument with you was that the Chiefs were not going to get the number one seed. That was my main point of my argument. And you said that's not a fact.
And podcast. What you wanted to make a bet on was
that. Well, I would have, but you were scared to bet it. You would have won $100 and the Titans fell apart after that. I mean, Julio went on IR. AJ Brown went on IR. It just was like, uh-oh.
Adrian Peterson gone.
Well, Adrian Peterson was doing nothing.
I know.
But anyway.
I don't gamble, bud. I just gambled with Eddie for fun. I'm not a big gambler.
That's right.
I should have taken the bet. I would have your money.
Right. You would have had my money, but I would have bet you the Chiefs were going to make the number one seed, and you would have lost that money. But anyway, let's talk about your surgery tomorrow. You have this surgery. Tell us what's happening tomorrow, something you've worked for how many years. Tell us what's going down.
Well, for 13, I started, of course, I was overweight. Food addict, long story short, I ate myself to a very, very dangerous weight of over 400 pounds, and I decided back in 2000, what was it? I'm trying to think now. It was February 6th of 2008 was my first day at the gym, and I did not stop since that day. I just decided that I was going to do the opposite of what I had done my entire life and use food as a fuel instead of as comfort, and I achieved my battle. So at now 13 years later, tomorrow, I'm going in to have all the skin, which I can't have removed. When you have that much weight lost, you're going to have excess skin. Some people's weight tightens up. I know some people have different elasticity, which the doctors had told me about. Some people who had an athletic body, maybe when they were younger and had gotten big and later in life, their body kind of remembers it the way the doctors explained to me. I was just never athletic. Long story short, I never had a body to go back to, so I've got all this skin from where my body inside is strong now, but all this skin, it won't tighten up. There was too much of it from years of abuse to my body. So I've got a good surgeon, according to the website and all the research I've done. So I'm putting my body in his hands for about 5 hours, and they're removing all my, my stomach area, the skin that's there, and they're also removing my breast tissue and the tissue that's under my arms. I have a lot of saggy stuff, just pretty much just breasts. I've got, women's breasts. I guess there's like a name for it. Some fancy Jeopardy word or some shit. I don't know.
Brother,
but anyway,
are you going to miss wearing a bra, brother?
No, man. I mean, it's nothing I'm ashamed of, dude. I worked my ass off for it. So it's, I wish I didn't have to go through the surgery, but I'm thankful for the surgery. I'm scared to an extent. I mean, I've never had a surgery. It's a 5-hour surgery, but I'm in good hands. Dude, I mean, I'm excited, to be quite honest with you. I hope everything goes well, and I'm kind of in a pinch me moment. I mean, that's how much it means to me. I really don't know. It's going to be hard to go to bed tonight.
Yeah, brother. Anyways, Scuba Steve here from Atlanta Sentinel. I have a question for you. The extra excess skin and fat. Where do they do with that? We like to put it on the wheel and use it for the big show.
We can do a bit with it. I know they're going to make a small keychain Chiefs football in the gift shop of the hospital down at the bottom in the gift shop as you leave. They do a little thing. There's a lady down there that'll do some nice work for me.
Gotcha. So I'm concerned about the breast tissue and the fat. We'd like to reuse that for the show.
From the Kansas City Courier. Wait, from the Kansas City Courier.
Anything for you, Steve. Wouldn't that? That'd beat the hot chip bit all to hell, wouldn't it?
Hey, this is the Kansas City Courier. Jason Gibble here. Jason Gibble from the Kansas City Courier.
Hey,
question for you.
Good to hear you,
Bob. Do you know how much weight you're about to lose with all this excess skin?
I don't know, but I get in front of the mirror and I do push-ups so I can have gravity so I can see how much skin. I try to look and see what it's going to look like when I get done with surgery. There's probably, 15 or 20 pounds if I had to guess. I kind of Google when they show, they always show 5 pounds of muscle with 5 pounds of fat or whatever. So I don't know. Again, it's skin. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a little bit of fat in there. I don't know. I'm not some crazy athlete by any means, but I do go to the gym and work out. So whatever skin I have, and might tip the doctor to lipo a little bit if you find some extra in there. And hopefully I'll look great. I want to look like, a man.
Like me.
Well, hey, Pitts, honestly, I give you a hard time, and I love to yell at you on this podcast, but that's really, really exciting. I know how hard you've worked for this and how big of a moment it is for you. You never thought it was going to be a reality, and you've been working towards something. And so, sort of like watching the Chiefs raise the Lombardi Trophy, I hope this is more exciting to you because this is incredible. And I hope it cheers you up after watching Kansas lose to Dayton this weekend. Good God.
Wasn't that brutal? But how about go Dayton? And then they ended up beating Belmont. So, yeah, it was tough to lose. But you know what? I almost wonder if Bill Self doesn't set those kids up to lose. We don't in those tournaments every year. I always say this because I don't know how we lose them, how we blow a 15-point lead. And, of course, if you're listening, Box and I are both Jayhawk fans. But I don't know if he just puts in different sets in the second half, like different groups of players, and see how they adapt to it, knowing that the game really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things and the overall success of the season. But it boggles my mind how they just completely crumble sometimes. But it's often in those tournaments. If you go back and look through the years in those early tournaments where they'd be Maui or here. Or
yeah, I mean, brother, you're sending a bunch of college kids to Maui and you want them to take it serious? Like, they're not taking this serious
at all. They're on vacation.
Yeah, but you're not even talking about a close game at here. I mean, honestly, like point spread. You're talking about a game that we should be winning by 20 and 25 points. So that's why you, like, scratch your head. Like,
I got something else that's going to boggle your mind.
Yeah.
This is a post on the Facebook page. Coaches, we're talking about people hooking up in Vegas at Sore Losers Weekend. I call dibs on Pitts if he goes.
What's his name?
That's her.
Oh! Hey, awesome.
That's pre-surgery.
Imagine what she's going to think after surgery.
Wow. It's a whole new man she's getting.
Hey, Bub, bring that skin with you to Vegas.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I got the lift up and lengthen. I don't know Facebook. I'm not on the Facebook, but bless his heart, Eddie or her or whatever.
Hey, it doesn't matter, Bub. Hey, it doesn't matter, Bub.
So really, save that skin and bring it to Vegas.
I haven't even got an invite to Vegas.
Here's the invite.
To be honest with you, and I really don't know. I've heard that there's stuff going on, but I'd love to be a part of it. But make sure I take time off.
Brother, you're supposed to be there.
Listen, brother, let me tell you about it. I didn't know you didn't know about it. It is Sore Losers Weekend in Vegas. It's going down MLK Day weekend. So that's January 14th through the 17th at the Westgate in Las Vegas. And, brother, if you want to go, we'll get you there.
Damn right, brother.
Oh, for sure. I'd love to go. I'd love to meet people and stuff. Little scared of the hooking up, but I'll meet old girl and say hi.
Brother, don't be scared, man. We'll show you videos how to do it.
You're in Vegas.
The first time for everything.
Look, Bub, this is how you start, right?
Yeah, and you get
Eddie will show you hands up.
Hey, come on, Bub. I got
take
you.
A banana, see?
Onion ring, January 14th through the 7th.
Bub, I'm going to show you on a video of two deer breeding, Bub.
I'm just used to playing the music that you hear in the back seat when you're making fun. I'm not used to being in the back seat when it's listening to. I'll drive the car, Bub. I'll have fun, but you got to remember, I'm 44 years old. I'm not a young pup. I'm not a kid. So
hey, brother, she didn't ask your age.
She don't care, Bub.
She just wants to know, are you down or are you not? And she put two fire emojis.
Damn.
Woo! I'm just telling you, brother. Right. Hey, so you better get to Vegas for Sore Losers Weekend or else you're going to be missing out on Lalana.
Bub, get yourself some jimmies before you fly out there. Costco, we got good deals on those.
Get the silk ones.
Blushing over
it.
I got it,
bro. Hey, all right, bro. Hey, so brother, if you're under tomorrow and you're starting to see that white light and you're thinking, man, I don't want to come back. Think about what's waiting for you in Vegas, baby. Lalana is waiting for you. I may have said a different name more times, but
Doc, make sure I don't die, Doc.
I got Lalana waiting for me. I can't leave her hanging.
But see, I need to look up Lalana for that Vegas Chiefs game every year. That might be a hookup for the Chiefs for that.
It'll be more than a hookup for the game, brother. It'll be more than a hookup for the game.
Yeah. Hey, Bub, good luck, Bub. We love you.
Hey,
all right?
Brother, good luck. Good luck,
man.
Appreciate all the support.
All right, you got to hang up. Now you got to hang up and listen, brother.
All right. See you, brother. Go Cowboys.
Okay. One report. I just read. What? Oklahoma is eyeing Cliff Kingsbury. Stop.
Schefter.
That's Kingsbury's agent saying, hey, pay my man here in Arizona.
He's only got one more deal or one more year on his deal.
Why would you – in college, how do you do in college with Patrick Mahomes? Terrible. Maybe he's a better coach now. I shouldn't say that. But
Texas Tech is no Oklahoma.
Right.
Or Oklahoma's
– But he had Patrick Mahomes at Tech, and he could only beat
Kansas.
And
who else?
That's it.
Doesn't matter.
He didn't have Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
He didn't have Kelce.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot.
He didn't have Marquise Brown. No. He didn't have all these guys.
No, what I'm saying,
NFL.
He only had Mahomes.
But if he's a good recruiter, I just don't know if he can recruit on the same level as Lincoln Riley, so I don't know if that's a good get
Coach,
for
when
Oklahoma.
Your school is Texas Tech, it's not easy to recruit.
But, okay, if you're Oklahoma, like, are you just like, what just like you're?
So you know who's happy about this, probably, that's
Texas.
Had 10 horrible years? Yeah.
Texas
fans.
Oh, my God.
They're probably sitting there
they're
laughing.
Dancing
finally.
In the streets. They're going, we may have Sark, but we're still, I mean, we won our last game. We're on a roll.
Yeah. And we didn't just lose our head coach to USC.
Here's a funny-ass tweet before we go. Think of all the toddlers named Lincoln that are 4 and younger in Oklahoma. Ugh. Dads are in shambles. Ruins.
It's true.
And the dogs. Oh, God, the dogs.
Oh, God.
Got to take all those to the shelter. Hell, maybe the kids, too.
That's not funny.
I mean, that is hilarious.
That's pretty good.
Because you know people name their kid Lincoln after Lincoln Riley.
Yes.
Keep your kids, guys. Please.
And your dogs.
And your dogs.
All your pets.
Oh, my God.
All your living people.
OU fans right now are just, they really are.
Oh. I have a good friend who's a huge fan. I haven't even talked to him yet. I got to text him. He's a mother reverend.
Yeah.
He's going to be so mad.
Is he annoying about it?
Oh, yeah. Every time they get close to losing a game, fire them all. I want them all gone.
Sounds like Lunchbox. Yeah.
No, I don't fire anybody. I only fire the people.
You fire everyone, Coach. Yeah. You fired me a few times.
Dude, in the beginning of this pod, Eddie hated me.
What do you mean? Oh, when we first started?
Yeah.
Nah.
But by the end?
No, not today's pod. Like,
There's times that Eddie, I'm done. I walk out.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We're a lot better off. Now. That's why we're having a Sore Losers Vegas weekend.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, we've come a long way, and Sore Losers Nation has come a long way with us.
Is the whole crew going to be there, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Ray going?
Ray's going. Well, I mean, Bay will have him.
She said he was going to do this podcast with us, and he's not here.
Well,
so,
Bay's going to have him on a leash.
Oh, yeah,
Ray's going to be walking around the casino on a freaking dog leash.
Right, and so everyone, make sure you get there early, and whatever we do early in the day, because Ray is pretty much trash and goes to bed by 3. So.
Yeah, he drinks about 8 White Claws, and then he's done for the day.
Yeah, he's done.
So, yeah.
I seen it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I seen it. With your own eyes.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. One time, though, he was still out 5 hours later when I thought he was wasted 5 hours
Was
before.
That when you saw him roaming the streets by himself?
By himself. Yeah. But he was still going. By himself, but he was still going. And my whole family was like, he's still going.
Oh, man. All right. Have a great Monday.
You too, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, go Pats.
Okay, dog.
Dude, you're
Thanks
Pats.
For having me, boys. Thanks for having me. I know, we didn't even get into the Pats.
I mean,
it's all right.
What did you want to say?
It's all right.
They dominated.
No, I mean, it's 20 years of greatness.
Now the real 21. Test comes.
Yeah, we got the Bills Monday night, baby.
Buffalo.
Woo!
That's the real
in
test.
In Buffalo.
Think so? Gosh, they're just, I mean, they're hot and cold, man.
My problem with Buffalo is they don't run the ball enough, and they don't. But they lost their best corner, Tre'Davious White.
Yeah.
He tore his ACL. That's true. That's real
huge.
Bad.
And it looks like Josh Allen's just tired of running the ball. He's just like, every single time. He's like,
Well, he's their only running back.
Yeah, he doesn't have a running back.
I get it.
That's why they had to Zach Moss sit over there on the sideline, and we're going to bring in Matt Breida.
Makes no sense.
That's their Achilles heel is they're running.
We're rolling, baby.
Mac what happened Jones. To Singletary? Is he hurt?
He's just terrible.
Oh.
I just don't know if he's that good. I think he's okay. I just don't think he's an elite running back.
Not a number one guy.
Or maybe the Bills aren't good at run blocking. I don't know, but they don't. They run the ball for about 35 yards a game.
I thought you were a coach.
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to know this stuff.
I haven't watched many of the Bills. Well,
you haven't watched the All-22 film yet from them?
No, and here's the thing. They don't run the ball enough, so you can't really tell if they're good at running the ball.
Yeah.
So, hey, go back. Take this week. Go back. Look at tape.
Yeah. I'll report Friday, back on Wednesday.
Oh, no, Friday.
No, Friday.
We'll give you the whole week.
You need more than just a day. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You need a few.
Let us know what you think.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Christmas right around the corner.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. And, hey, only 2 more holidays, and then it's Sore Losers Weekend.
That's right, baby.
Yes, sir. Let's go. All right, have a good Monday.
Julio! All right, goodbye.
I'm tightening up, baby.
My cousin's husband, I'm texting him right now. I'm sending my condolences on Lincoln Riley because he is going to be crushed. All right, let's go home.
All right, goodbye. All right, you idiot.
What?
You didn't
I forgot. You're right. I forgot. Hey, guys, everybody listening, if you made it this far in the podcast, you have a chance to win an all-expense-paid trip, you and a guest, to Sore Losers Weekend in Las Vegas.
Yeah! Yeah! Vegas, baby!
Yeah, we're going to be staying at the Westgate Las Vegas, and you're going to get admission to the weekend's events all for free. All you have to do is go to bobbybones.com, keyword rules, and enter. It's going to be January 14th to the 17th in Las Vegas at the Westgate. Eddie, Ray, myself,
we'll all
Sore
be there.
Losers Nation. Listen, if you've been on the fence, if you've already booked a flight, go register. Go register. Bobbybones.com, keyword rules. And Eddie.
We'll see you in Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, who do you want to? Mo in Tampa could win, and he could take Dial.
Yes, and he has no money, so he'd be perfect for this.
Sue Mestis could win.
Yes.
And take her sister, Leanne Mestis.
Right.
I don't know if that's her sister's name.
Nice. Thanks, Scuba.
Thank you, Scuba. Who else could win?
I mean, Packer Girl could win.
Packer Girl could win, and
Weed
she could take
Bomber?
Weed Bomber would bring...
He'd
bring Derek Carr.
Oh.
Yeah. I was thinking, who else could win? Who else wants to win?
What do you mean, Coach? Anyone could win this thing.
But yeah, Ashley White could win, and she could bring that guy she traded Gallup to, you know, the one she helped cheat in the league.
Or her husband.
Oh, that would be good.
Okay.
Jeffrey Leonard, you know, hey,
yeah.
Jeffrey Ledford. Hey, why don't you sign up? Leanne Wallace, let's go. Alec Widmer, why aren't you? Jonathan Liu, Jennifer Russell, Christopher Evans, Alonzo Gomez.
No.
Kenny Spisak.
Even he can do it.
Blue Buchanan. I don't know if we want Blue Buchanan there. I don't know. Perry Holcomb, why aren't you signed up yet? Alex Herfel, Ryan Ramshaw. Maddox is in high school.
Oh,
he can't
Are
go.
You going to keep doing this?
Danielle Dearman, why aren't you signed up? Like, all you have to do is go to bobbybones.com, keyword rules. Now until Sunday December 5th.
December 5th.
And you have a chance to win airfare, hotel at the Westgate Las Vegas, and admission to all the Sore Losers events in Vegas Sore Losers Weekend.
It's a no-brainer.
Like, if the company is showing us the support, you have to go enter. Please. Hey, guys, if you go enter, it makes us look good for the company.
That's true, too. Like, if you guys come and somebody wins this flyaway and comes back and says, oh, my gosh, it was the greatest time in the whole world, like, you will mean everything to us. The company will take us serious, and they will be like, oh, my gosh, look, these people loved it.
Like,
we need to do this more often.
Like,
we need to do this every year.
Like, I bet you 30 people register for this, right? 30 people are going to sign up.
Hopefully more than that.
No, 30 people are going to sign up for the flyaway.
You want more than 30 people?
I want more than 30.
Okay, what do you think? Sore Losers
50.
Nation, you think 50? Because I know they're really busy at their jobs.
Yes.
And so I doubt a lot of them are going to go to bobbybones.com, keyword rules, and try to win.
What are you talking about? It's easy.
I think thousands will do it.
You think thousands?
Thousands, yeah. Thousands.
Okay, Scuba. You're giving Sore Losers Nation a little too much credit.
Scuba, we don't even know 1,000 people.
I'm thinking big picture here. Thousands. You guys have, 15,000 Twitter followers?
No.
Yeah, like,
a lot of those are Russian bots. Lunchbox bots.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to fly anybody in from Russia.
Yeah.
You guys have, I remember being a part of your drafts, you have Russian listeners based on the screen names that I've seen. So
Cindy
I think some of those are legitimate followers.
Roger Allen. I mean, come on. Stanley Blake Rains. Like,
Curtis Enos.
Jake Froggy ATX.
Oh, I know Froggy.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Kimberly Sterling.
What about CeeLo from South Padre? Can he come?
Yeah. Kevin Credible 88. Why didn't he sign up? Loyo, F. Cole Anderson. Like, what are we doing here? I mean, those are the Nando. Why aren't you signed up? Hey, how about Cats by 90? New Girl. She could win.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't she sign up? All right. But
she
that's
should
it.
Be there anyway.
Bobbybones.com, keyword rules. And you entered a guest flying to Las Vegas, Sore Losers Weekend, Westgate, Las Vegas. Go sign up now. You got until Sunday, but why wait? Do it now. Jordan Palomo, go. Jorge Adnan Sanchez.
Okay.
All right.
I think they got the message.
All right.
Goodbye.
Now, I did forget to do that. You're right.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
You really think people are going to go sign up?
Probably not.
Okay.